Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm Colleen Vanderzijden, and you are listening to Lilydale Radio. Isn't that exciting? We've been doing the Lilydale Radio shows for about a month now, and it's been great to have this experience. Hi, Charlotte. Nice to see you touching in. Hopefully, I'll get to talk to you later. We are going to talk about all sorts of fun things. Hi, Jen. We're going to talk about the power of our words tonight, okay? So it's going to be fun. We can see what kind of power our words hold. I'm a registered medium at Lilydale Assembly, and I'm also a certified spiritual life coach, and I'll be telling you about those things in a second. Lilydale Assembly is the largest spiritualist community in the world, and people come from all over the world to take classes and workshops, to have readings, to actually offer their services as mediums as well, and as teachers, and people just love to come to Lilydale because it's so peaceful. You don't even have to do anything except walk around the grounds, and you feel great. It's an amazing place. If you haven't been there, you definitely want to get there. You can get more information about that at lilydaleassembly.com. And this show is actually called Embracing Your Essence. And what that's about is I like to help people see who they truly are, see what they're like inside, their essence, their soul, if you will. I like to help people recognize their connection to spirit, to the spiritual universal energy. And I do that in lots of different ways, and as a medium and as a spiritual life coach. But this show, because it's a Lilydale Assembly show, is about spirituality and things related to that. As a medium, in Lilydale especially, we connect in with our loved ones on the other side. We want to connect with our spirits on the other side. And they can be our relatives, our family of the heart, as one of the other mediums says. They can be anyone that we have known in our lives, and sometimes they're even people we haven't known because they may have passed when we were two and we just don't really know them, but they still know you and they do like to come through and talk to you. The spirits on the other side are the ones that decide who's coming and what they want to say. It's you can't just necessarily go and say, well, I want to talk to so-and-so. It doesn't always happen that way. Sometimes they'll come and sometimes they won't. The spirit, has a need and they're sharing that need. They want to come through for a particular reason to talk to you. Sometimes it's just to say, hi, I love you. Other times it's to say, hey, I'm here. You know, we just don't know what it is until we find out. It's a three-way connection between the people receiving the reading, the people here in the physical, me as the medium, and the spirit on the other side. So all three of our energies have to merge in order for a reading to come through and be very successful. It's not an immediate thing. Sometimes people think if they go to a medium, we know everything there is to know about this person sitting in front of us, and we don't. We're not mind readers. We're not fortune tellers. And sometimes people will get a little bit nervous about talking to a medium because they think we're going to tell them something, you know, scary, and that's not the point of a reading. We're not going to tell you scary things. We won't, I don't anyway, and I'm assuming most other mediums don't. I don't get all the information at once. The reading will unfold. I'll get a little piece and another little piece, and then we kind of put it together. Sometimes I tell people it's like a riddle. We have to put the pieces together and see how it ends up in the end. And the person, the physical person sitting in front of me, my client, needs to be open to the experience. You need to be aware of what's happening. Be willing to allow the spirits to come in. Kind of release your expectations. If you think somebody is in particular is going to come in and they're going to say one particular thing, it's still not going to happen, okay? You know, it just isn't. So you've got to be open and allow it to unfold as it is meant to unfold. The spirit will come in and give me impressions about themselves. They might give me impressions about you as the client. They might talk about your life and what's going on. So frequently, though, it's to provide love, support, and encouragement. Many people think that mediumship readings are to provide predictions, and it is not to provide predictions. And I know I would love to know what's going to happen to And I don't. And I don't know if anybody really does. Now, that being said, if I'm giving a reading to someone and a spirit says something about the future, I'm going to tell you, because if I don't tell you, my energy will shut down and it just won't work anymore. So I will mention those things, but that's not the point. And again, even if I feel something or they tell me something, that doesn't mean it's going to happen, because you're the one creating your reality. The spirits are not, it's not preordained or fate or anything like this. It's you're the one that's creating it. I remember I had a client once who was interested in finding a partner. And I said, well, you know, I felt somebody coming in, blah, blah, blah. And she came back a year later. She said, well, it didn't happen. And I just looked, did you leave the house? Did you get out at all? Did you go and do all these other things we talked about? Well, no. I'm thinking, well, you know, it's not going to work. Now, I had another person, same thing happened, and I gave a very similar idea too. And I said, you know, I can feel this, blah, blah. And then she came back. She said, it happened just like you said it was going to happen. But then I broke up with him. So it doesn't mean anything, really. Even though we may feel something, it doesn't mean anything. The other thing I do, and I was talking about that briefly, and then I'll get to calling in and all of the reasons and what we're going to talk about tonight, everything, is I'm a spiritual life coach. And as a spiritual life coach, I specialize in empowerment, helping people handle their life challenges. And we all have them. We all have challenges. And I help people handle them so they can live consciously. I help people who feel lost. They don't know what's going on anymore. They don't know where to go, what to do. They might feel helpless. Same thing. They don't know what to do because maybe things are happening in their lives and it's just whatever's going on is affecting every aspect of their lives and they don't know what to do with it. I help people who are confused, not sure, upset. We always have a choice to change our thinking. We have a choice to change our perspective, our emotional reactions, our behaviors, and our actions. And that's what I help people do. I like to touch in with them and help them hear and the physical become empowered so they make their own choices. Now, tonight I am going to talk about the power of our words. But first, the number to call in is 818-739-8818. And I do apologize for people last week who were listening that I had the number wrong. I'm so sorry. I don't know what I was doing. I just got into eights and gave us too many of them. So if you want to call in, the reasons to call in, these are the reasons you want to call in. If you want to talk about the topic of the day, and the topic of the day is going to be the power of our words. Our words are what is creating so much of our lives, and we have to be conscious and aware of those things. Another reason to call in is if you want to talk about something related to spirituality. You want to know how to handle something, maybe. You want to talk about mediumship. Maybe you have some questions on how to do mediumship, or questions on how it works, or how I got started, or anything like that. If you want questions on coaching, you can also call in for that. Now, you can call in as well for a mediumship reading, which is connecting with spirit. And it's always a little different when we do it on the radio because, I, you know, I can't see you, number one. But also, it's just different. You'll figure it out soon enough if somebody calls in for that. The other thing you can call in for is spiritual solution for problems. So if you have a specific problem, a challenge, an issue, something going on in your life, we can talk about spiritual perspective. We can help shift the problem to look at it from a different angle. Because what happens in our lives is our minds are what's creating our problems, our fear, our worry, our stress, our minds, our thoughts, our emotions. And if we look at the problem in a different way, we can lessen the stress and the fear. And it helps us live better as ourselves, helps us live better as our core essence. We'll be more empowered, living that spiritual life as a spiritual being, which is what we are, as a part of that divine universal energy. And that is really, truly who we are. And if you want to talk about a specific problem or you have something in the future you'd like to talk about, I can address it from a spiritual angle instead. Wanting to know the future actually causes more worry. Because we get attached to something. We want to know what's going to happen, because if we know what's going to happen, we think we're going to feel better. But if we even know what's going to happen, but it doesn't match what we want, we're going to ignore that, and we're going to stay attached to whatever outcome we want. So that's part of the reason why we don't want to touch in and talk about the future, really, because it's really not the way it is. We want to stay more in the present as it is. Okay. Now the number to call in again is 818-739-8818. And I am going to take a caller right now before I get to the power of our words. And I do want to be talking about that. And our first caller, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say the last four numbers of your phone number. And make sure you say hello so I can hear you. And you can tell me your name. And then we'll go from there. And so the last four numbers we have for our first caller is 8947. Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm very good. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What is your name?
It's Miranda.
Miranda? Okay. Yes. And do you have a specific need in mind, a specific request or something of what you want to talk about?
Oh, whoever, I would love to talk to someone that has passed on, a loved one. Any messages they may have for me?
Okay. I am feeling a gentleman coming in right now, and I have to say he feels like an uncle to me, okay? But take that, you know, as we do, because we'll find out in a second. The reason he feels like an uncle to me is he just doesn't feel as direct as he would for a father or grandfather, that kind of thing. I am getting, mm-hmm. I always pick up, well, frequently I pick up on sensations in my body when I touch in with spirit, and I am picking up on quite a few sensations in my body. Do you have an uncle who would have passed? Is something going on in the heart? And I am feeling jaw pain, and I don't know if it's related to the heart chest area.
I honestly don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay. I don't even know how all my people have died. But I am feeling a whole lot.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, sometimes we just don't know those things. But I do feel
exactly.
Stuff around my jaw. Yeah, uh-huh. And he seems to have passed, I want to say a little earlier than I would hope, actually, and he feels as though he's passed in his 60s, in his 60s, okay, and he is showing me the stuff in the jaw still, which makes me wonder, it doesn't feel as related to the heart area as it did last time. It actually makes me wonder if there was some problem in his jaw, or if he had dentures. I don't know if you would know that. Do you know if you had an uncle who had dentures?
No, sorry.
Okay, that's fine. Maybe you can check with somebody. It is interesting how the information will come through. Yeah, and just
right,
see.
Right.
I have to say, when he touches in, though, with you, I do get the feeling of somebody who would have been a good guy. And by that, I mean somebody who would have taken care of people around him. And I feel the sense of him being involved in family life and a little bit on the edge when it comes to personality speaking, because he seems like he's a little bit crazy in a good way, and I like him. He seems fun. I am wondering, too, I'm getting more physical sensations. You're going to have homework here because I am feeling in my lower back as well, and I'm wondering if there's a connection to all of this going on with him. Before he passes, he does tell me that things were not good within his body. Even though I feel him on the younger side in his 60s, it feels like there are a lot of things happening within the body, and there does seem to be some shutting down of things. I don't suppose you'd know anything about that either.
No, I wouldn't. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. As he keeps talking to me, though, he is telling me, though, that you... Okay. He says, you have a really interesting way of looking at situations. He says, you're not much of one for following the norm, you know, that would be expected, especially given the way we've been taught as we grow up. He says, you're not one to follow the norm. You used to be more of someone who would follow, be responsible, do everything the way you're supposed to do, take the right action steps, all of that. And it gives me the impression you've made a shift in how you look at things, that it's kind of like you have stepped into yourself a little bit more and have recognized what's important to you, and you're looking at things from a different angle now. Have you started doing that?
I've always considered myself a little different, but maybe...
Good.
Yeah. Maybe more so. I'm not aware. I've been... you know, looking at things differently and have my own notions about things. Yeah,
and you have the impression he's giving me is that you have such a good way of looking at things when it comes down to it's like analyzing situations, and he gives me the impression you're good at looking at these things and realizing what's really important and how to get there too. And with that comes a lot of feeling of, he's given me the feeling of intelligence, and he's actually saying that that runs in your family, that there are quite a few people in your family who have some good intelligence and can figure things out. Do you happen to have somebody who's very scientifically minded in your family? Like an engineer or something?
Yeah, my husband.
Oh, okay. That'd be in your family, wouldn't it? Because there's the medical...
Yeah, but I'm also a counselor. I'm a counselor as well, so maybe that's also like a part of the analyzing and, you know, trying to get to solutions.
Okay, so a counselor, and your husband's a scientist and engineer person. Okay, because all of a sudden he was giving me the impression that someone around you is very analytical in that way, in the scientific way. And actually with that too, because you see things, it's kind of cool actually how you see things. Do you have really good intuition as well?
I've been told. I don't think it's really kicking in recently. But yes, but definitely, I've been told that I have intuitive abilities, and that they're going to be put to use, you know, through my work. The work has been on hold for a while. I mean, so, but I think it's coming through. It's going to be happening soon,
okay.
I believe.
Okay. Are you working? Are you not working right now then?
Not currently, but I'm looking into some volunteer opportunities.
Okay. And I wanted to get to the other thing he was talking about was empathy. I can feel the empathy you have for others, and there's a connection with that. And that empathy goes with the intuition and how you touch in with others. So there's a lot of abilities within you of how you connect with others. And if you've been a counselor and you are a counselor, then that would make sense, because it would sound like from what he's telling me that that's a very good field for you. He actually is talking about a health concern for someone around you as well. Do you have a health concern for somebody around you?
Someone around me. No, it may be me. Is it me he's talking about?
Well, it might be. I like to skirt those issues.
I
don't want to freak anybody out, mostly.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I could think of is blood sugar, and I'm trying to get better on that. But I don't know anyone that, I don't know anyone else that has any health issues.
Okay, and I think that makes sense, because he was mentioning health concern around you, and it could very well be yours, because what he's giving me is the sense of paying attention to it. I'm not feeling a big thing, okay? So I'm not feeling anything gigantic, so I want to make sure we get that out there. He's not giving me any impression of that.
Okay,
yeah, I'm
good.
Not feeling anything like that. What I am feeling is obviously a more of an awareness within yourself as to what you need to be doing and what you're creating. And I actually feel you're having more, was it vegetables or something? Are you making a point of eating more vegetables, like green vegetables?
I'm trying. I could do better, yes.
Okay. Yeah, he does mention the greens.
I need to make a shift. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so there is a mention of that too. I have to say, I do like the man. He's a really caring man, and somebody who really, there's an attachment to family that is very strong here. You know, sometimes I get the uncles in who, you know, they just kind of stay on the edges. They don't really be involved in that kind of thing. But he comes through with a lot of feelings of wanting to support you, wanting to encourage you, and just let you know he's there along with other people I see as well. There's a few others stepping in as well. But there is that feeling that comes in. It is. There's so much support here for you. And there's one more thing I'm seeing, too. I'm actually in a cemetery right now. Do you visit a cemetery with any regularity?
No, I don't.
Me neither.
But I've done some grief work in the past. Maybe that's I don't know, maybe he's talking, like referring to that as symbol, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a mention. This might be another thing to check because he's showing me a cemetery, and I feel people going to the cemetery and checking, checking on things. I am seeing a gathering as well. Have you had a recent passing where you actually went to where they were doing the burial?
No.
Okay. So there's a mention of this, and I am not going to put that out there as a prediction. Absolutely not. But there is a mention. So, yeah, you know, so there might be some connection with this man in terms of having been there. It's a small gathering, and there are not a lot of people, really. It's maybe 7 to 10 people who are present. So it's a very private situation going on right now. So I'm just going to acknowledge that and assume it's in your memory somewhere in the back, because again, I am not predicting that.
I have no idea. No, I don't visit the cemetery regularly, no.
Yeah, I don't either, you know. And it actually doesn't feel like it would be something that you would do, but I don't know. So I just say whatever I feel so that we get it out there. So there is a lot of love coming through for you. And so I'll just thank you for calling, Miranda. It was very nice talking to you.
Thank you very much. Take care.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye. And that was Miranda. Now, if you want to call in, I'm going to talk a little bit about the power of our words right now. But if you want to call in, you can call in at 818-739-8818. And you can call in to ask questions about mediumship, spirituality, life coaching. We could give a whirl at an evidential mediumship reading. We can talk about some problems you might have and give you a spiritual perspective. That could work as well. All sorts of things. So I'll talk a little bit about our power of our words, and I'll take another caller. So our words, the words we use, they carry a vibration. Everything has a vibration, and our words have a vibration as well. And you've probably heard the phrase, along the lines of, we create the things we say. We say something, we can create it. So we have to be careful about what we're creating. We want to make sure the words we're using are positive words, not negative words. If we're a big whiner, then that is a negative word, and you're going to create more of whatever it is you're whining about, you're complaining about. I remember years ago, I decided I wasn't going to complain at all for a day. So I didn't, and I had to go to a rehearsal. I'm a violinist. And I had to go to a rehearsal. And as I'm at the rehearsal, I ended up sitting next to somebody who just drove me crazy. A person was not on top of what they were doing. It was hard to play next to them. But it had been the day I chose not to complain. And so I didn't complain. And by the end of that rehearsal, I have to say, I felt so much better than I would have if I had been complaining, because I would have been focusing on the negative things instead of the positive things. And instead, I focused on the positive things, and I had a ball. So it's really important that you focus on the words that you want to create, whatever it is in your life you want to create, the positive things or the negative things. Do you want higher vibration or do you want a lower vibration? Higher vibration would be positive words like love, peace, joy, happy, thank you, please. Negative words are things like hate, stress, I'm stressed out, I shouldn't do that, I should try to do this, I have to do this, I always do this, this always happens. Anything violent, those things are negative words, things that don't create empowerment, that get in the way of us creating empowerment in our own lives. Now, I'm going to take another call, and then I'll talk about this some more. We'll just kind of go back and forth a little bit. It'll be fun. So the number I'm getting right now, and I'm going to say the last four numbers of your telephone number, and then when you answer, you can say hello, and then you can tell me your name so I know your name. And your last four numbers are 8679. Hold on. I've got to get my cursor over there. Got it. Hello. How are you?
Hi, good, thank you. How are you? I really appreciate you answering my call. My name is Kathy, and I'm happy to meet you this evening. Thank you so much.
It's so nice to meet you, too. Are you calling for a specific reason of something you want to talk about in particular?
Yes, I had a dream that was kind of I don't know, interesting, disturbing to me, and it had to do with my grandmother that passed away. And I don't know, she was like yelling at me, yelling at my mom, saying that she wants her money back. And there was a lawyer beside her. Yeah, and I don't know what she was trying to tell me. The closest thing that I could gather is that, and I don't know if I'm reading too much into it, but I know she's a Capricorn, and I know that I've just recently met a Capricorn, so I don't know if this was her way of, you know, warning me, danger, back off, or if I'm totally wrong. And like I said, I was just reading too much into that, but I saw that you do mediumship, so I don't know if that's a good question to ask you, if you could please shed some light on this dream.
Yeah, that's an interesting topic. That's definitely very interesting to talk about, because as we talk about it, it's probable that she might step in, actually. So we'll just talk about it a little bit and see what happens. Because when you saw her in this dream, did it feel like it was real, like she was actually there, or were you able to distinguish that it was a dream and not a visitation?
No, I did not. No, no. In fact, like, she was upset. My mother was upset, like, how could you do this to us, type thing. And I was just, like, you know, like, trying to console my mom. Like, Mom, it's fine. Just let it go, you know. We'll give her the money back. I don't want, you know, that's fine, you know. Like, I mean, there was, like, a lawyer there. So, yeah, no, it felt very, very real and vivid. I did not realize. I was dreaming.
Okay, now, here's a question. Would your grandmother have acted like that when she was here in the physical?
She was very stern when she wanted to be, but that was kind of a, like, I wish I could be like that. Like, you know, like, really, I show the facade of being stern, but inside she wasn't. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm actually, you know, like a cream puff sometimes. she could have been if she wanted to, yes. I mean, certainly it wasn't outside of the realm, but, you know, I don't think she'd ever try to take from me. That's why I was, like, really alarmed.
Because it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
Here's some of the feelings I'm getting on this, because so frequently our dreams are actually a reflection of something going on within ourselves. You know, you might see someone in a dream, and it's your perception of what that person means to you as to how it would relate when you interpret the dream. So if you saw your mother your grandmother as the most loving person in the world, to have her be angry back at you, would be your inner self kind of giving you a warning kind of thing. It is interesting, there was a mention of the money, and to see how that goes together, because my feelings on this is that it was a dream and rather than a visitation of your grandmother, but having your grandmother be in the dream is a way to get your attention. Now, I wonder, actually, just from, you know, talking to you for these couple of minutes, I don't see you and feel you as being somebody who would take money from somebody else, okay?
Right, so, right.
It's not you at all. Which makes me wonder if someone else took money from someone in your family. It makes me wonder, do you happen to know about anything like that? Did somebody get some money, like rip your grandmother off or your mom or even you? Did somebody else take money that shouldn't have taken money?
No. If anything, that would have been my mother's side, not my father's mother.
Okay. And were there any situations like that on the mother's side, your mother's side?
Where they took money from my mother. Yeah.
Yeah, or something, because there's a feeling of that. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Okay. So
yes,
that
definitely.
May be.
Yes.
So there may be a bit of that being played out in your mind, and having your grandmother mad about it, because she actually feels, actually she might be stepping in, because I'm feeling a very protective energy with her. You know, somebody who would want to protect her family.
Yeah.
And wouldn't put up with crap, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
If somebody's going to try to rip her off, you know how sometimes when people are older, you know, a salesperson might try to sneak something by or whatever. She's too bright for that, okay?
Yes.
And so are you,
yes.
You know? And you all are. And there's a feeling, and I'm not convinced that she was actually speaking in this dream, as yet anyway, just because of the situation involved. But because of the mention of the money, the feeling I'm getting of somebody has taken money from somebody, your mom, getting that feeling, it makes me wonder if that's almost like not a warning, that it's something to be looking out for. Is there any possibility that something could, that somebody may be trying to get something by you or your mom right now? It's just such a weird feeling I'm getting here.
Truthfully, oh my goodness. See, for me, I have a contract that I'm actually considering if I should stay in or get out, because I have the feeling that the companies, not that they're not legit, but they're trying to tell me like my work is less than, just so they could profit more.
Okay. I think we have our bingo.
Okay, yeah. So my grandmother's kind of like, hey, watch out. Like, I guess she's trying to confirm that my feelings are right.
I believe that is true, because it's a weird feeling, and because your grandmother's not normally like this, so why, you know, she wouldn't be mean and want her money back, she wouldn't do that. And then leading me into that kind of feeling of, you know, somebody else taking money from your mom, and then just more feeling, it just doesn't feel right. It feels like something's not right here. It almost feels like a manipulation. A bit of deception, and if you're already having these feelings, definitely something to consider anyway, because, you know, I just talked about this on another show I do, about listening to our inner selves and honoring what our inner selves are saying, because so many times we get those intuition feelings and we think, oh, I'm making it up, or maybe I'll just try it and see what happens. And I can get out of it later, but then usually later it's so much harder to get out of it, whatever it is. And so this may be your inner self using the symbolism of your grandmother and the money and everything, putting it all together to get your attention, because it certainly got your attention, didn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah, because I was like, you know, I was just like, oh my God, why would, you know, your own grandmother be, you know, bringing lawyers to you, making
your
mother so upset. And she's like barely 5 foot tall, you know. Wow.
Yeah, I would think that that's the issue. That feels right to me. That feels right. And actually, you know, feeling her here too, and I get such a feeling of her just acknowledging your hard work that you've done at work, you know, and she's very proud of you. And there's the feeling coming through of you have, you put your all into what you do. So to have, and there's little, I don't even know what I want to call it, irritation from her, I guess, on the other side, to have someone question what you're doing and how you're doing it isn't really, it's just not jiving here, you know?
Right, right.
And she's not particularly caring for that, because there's that protective energy coming through. So I think that's what's happening here. This is amazing. How cool is that?
That's very cool. Wow. Interdimensional messages. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you just never know, you know? You just don't know what's going to come through and how it's going to get your attention, because there's always a way. Well, Kathy, it was so nice talking to you. So you should listen to your inner self.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. That was just amazing. And thank you to my grandmother, too. And thank you for everything. That was just beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for calling. It was great talking to you. Good luck with everything.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Yeah, isn't it interesting? I tell you, some strange things will happen. People will get through to you one way or another. And I don't know if it was her grandmother really coming through or it really was the dream. But that's real important to just acknowledge what's happening. As we're talking about the power of the words here, I want to mention also, sometimes we have habitual statements. We'll say things just out of habit. And they're creating, these again are creating our perceptions, our actions, our behaviors, everything. We might even tell ourselves a negative story. Today I caught myself saying, this is killing me. Okay, really? What is that about? You can't say that. This is killing me. And I never say that, but today I did. And, you know, I'll say things sometimes, well, I don't have a memory. I've heard somebody say the other day, they're driving me insane. I'm losing my mind. And we've got to be careful about these things that we say that we just don't realize, because that will create this. They're a pain in the butt, and then you end up with a pain in your butt. We talked about complaining all the time. I don't have time. I'm known for saying I don't have time, and I've managed to shift that over the years to things like I have all the time I need. And when I started doing that, as soon as I heard myself saying I don't have time, and I would go to I have all the time I need, that made a huge difference in how I felt. So all these things that we say without thinking, they just come out of our mouths. Sometimes if we can come up with alternatives to them, that can help. You know, people will tell ourselves a story that we have a tough life. You know, nothing ever works out for me. How many times do you hear that from somebody? Nothing ever works out for me. Or they did this. They did that. And we have to make sure we go within ourselves and check what we're saying ourselves. The never and the always, this never works out. I'm always the one who has to clean the house, you know, the things people will say. So we have to be aware of those things, and that's something to think about. Now I'm going to move on to another caller. So I will say your last four numbers, if you haven't heard me say this yet. And you are, everybody, you are listening to Lilydale Radio, and I'm Colleen Van Der Zijden, and my show is called Embracing Your Essence. It's all about you and your connections. And you can call in for all sorts of reasons. You can call in for a reading. You can call in to tell me your stories. You can call in to ask questions about spirituality, mediumship, coaching, whatever you want to talk about, problems, that kind of thing. I will not predict, however. If I feel something, I may tell you. If I don't, I won't. But I will help you come up with a different solution, a different spiritual perspective, if that's the case. The number to call in is 818-739-8818. Okay, I'm moving on to the caller, and the last four numbers are 8226. 8226. I feel like I'm calling numbers for bingos. How are you tonight?
I'm very well. Yourself?
Excellent. And
hello.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ontario.
Oh, okay. And what's your first name?
Yes. Valerie.
Valerie? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes.
Valerie, how can I help you today?
I just was wanting some feelings or like there's a situation that surrounds me of now, I know you're not a doctor, and I know that, but just a feeling of somebody around me who's going through a medical condition, and just to get a feeling of how to, you know, talk to them or how to, like keep sending out good thoughts and all that. But I just wanted to get your feeling on it.
So you're having a person around you is having a health challenge, and you're wanting to know how to interact with them?
Yes.
Okay. I'm definitely getting the feeling I've got a woman who's stepping in right now. And as she's coming in, I have to say she feels very motherly, grandmotherly to me. Okay. There's a maternal vibration with her. And I do feel a sensation of having some hearing issues with her. Okay. So I want to acknowledge that right away. I like to touch in with spirit, even if we're going to, you know, talk about what's going on now, just because spirit will kind of guide our conversation, if you will.
Right.
Do you have a grandmother who would have had a hearing issue on the other side?
Yes.
And do you, and would you happen to remember? I'm feeling her hair being done well. You know, that she took care of it.
I'm not really sure about that.
Okay.
But I know there was hearing issues.
And do you happen to know if she had some a little bit of dementia in and out before she passes?
Yes.
Because I feel some in and out with her, okay? I get
right.
I am also feeling some impressions of her words, sometimes her saying things that are not necessarily appropriate or even kind, which is
mm-hmm.
a little bit of a contrast to how she truly is. Yes, you understand. And
right.
it is interesting as she comes in because I have to tell you, there's when she shows me her life here in the physical, I do get a little frustration with her in the physical, not on the spirit on the other side, but here in the physical, because I feel as though she did not achieve what she wanted to achieve. I feel like she had some dreams and goals, and she didn't really get to them. And I feel like sometimes things didn't work out for her. Do you happen to know if things didn't work out for her and there was some frustration there?
No, I wouldn't know that. Nope.
That's okay. I like to just touch and see what their personalities and things are like too, but there is a bit of that. And I think there's a reason why she's mentioning that also, because as she's coming in closer, I can feel the frustrations actually with her arthritis must have been significant. Do you know if it was?
No, I don't.
Okay, because there's a feeling of that too. Okay, so we're going to touch in now, you know, with using her to get in and see what else is going on here. Because she's telling me that you're somebody who, you're quite good, actually, at talking to people around you, and you're quite good at being positive. She's giving me the impression where the problems are coming in, if you want to call them a problem. I don't think I want to call it a problem, an issue. Coming in is because you're very concerned about the other person, and you want to make sure your own emotions are not negatively impacting them. Is that accurate?
That's 100%. Yeah.
Okay. And there's the feeling with that of it's a bit of a struggle, let's say. We'll just get
mm-hmm.
that right out there. It's a bit of a struggle because this is a tough time for you as well. Okay.
Exactly.
It's tough. Yes, and it's tough for the other person too, but at the same time, it's kind of like you've lost the ability to say what you need to the other person because you don't want to put too much weight on them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course it does.
Okay. Yes, and you can't say what you would normally say in terms of how you're feeling because of the weight it would be on them. And
exactly.
I'm getting the sensation, yes, okay, that there are other people around you who can support you as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also the feeling, though, that you're not much of one for actually telling a lot of people how you feel. You'll tell a few people, and that's it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
And
with
this other person being sick, that's taken away a big chunk of the people you would talk to. And that's some of the issue. I get the impression, though, and that you are a person who has always been there for people in many
mm-hmm, yeah.
different ways. You've always been there. You've talked to them. You've supported them. You've at times put their needs ahead of your own, and here's another time where you're putting somebody else's needs ahead of your own. And there's nothing wrong with that in this case, okay? Now, what needs to happen, according to this woman I'm talking to on the other side, is we need to make sure you have another emotional outlet so you can say all those worries that you have and just get it out there. And you can say everything, a place, of non-judgment, where you can say, you know, I'm really afraid this is going to happen, this and this and this and this, and list it all right out there. Just get it all out. Because once you get it out, you'll actually see that it's probably not going to be that, all of that. Everything you're seeing, it's not going to be all of that. But part of it is just moving that energy within you out. If you don't have a journal or someplace where you can write your emotions, you might try that. This woman's also telling me you spend a bit of time helping when you're helping other people and this other person in particular. And I'm not feeling you getting enough time to yourself where you're taking care of yourself. You know, and I understand the responsibilities you're having and the obligation to be there. And you're doing a great job, by the way. You really are. You're a very strong woman, and it's helping. So what you're doing is you're doing it well. We do want to make sure you have some time to yourself where, even if it's just, you know, an hour of doing something totally irrelevant in the big scheme of life, you know, just to get away for an hour, you know, go shopping or just sit to have a hot bath for an hour or something, you know, something like that where you have that time. There's a feeling of you providing reassurance as well for the other person and trying to be very reassuring that, you know, you're okay, everybody's okay, and that you're paying attention to their needs as well. And I know you are. I can feel that very strongly, that you're really doing a nice job with that, which is making it easier for the other person. There is a mention, too, of a spirituality connection. I am feeling some spirituality for you, of trusting that there is a God, a spirit, angels even, if you will. And I actually am seeing, it looks like a medal, like a saint medal, or it has an angel on it. It's just some kind of religion icon or something on this medal. Do you have one of these, or do you happen to know if your grandmother did?
Well, you know, no, but that's really weird because when I was, I don't remember, I was cleaning out a jewelry box, and I found a small gold medal, which I thought belonged to my daughter, but it doesn't because she said it wasn't hers. And recently, I have pinned this gold medal to my purse.
Oh, interesting.
And it's only...
And what's on?
Well, it's a woman. I don't know.
Uh-oh, we lost our caller. So if you're listening, you can call back. I seem to have lost you. I'll look for your number as they're coming, as she comes back. Yeah, every now and then, you know, we lose our calls. It just happens. That's what happens when we go live. It's a little bit wild. I'll come. As soon as she comes back, we'll keep going. And I'll wait for her to call back in again. I'll talk about words, since we were talking about words, and she's asking about words, how to talk to these people, this person around her who's having an issue. It's hard when we're having an illness, somebody who's having an illness around us, because especially if it's somebody that we shared our feelings with, and how are we going to say to people, you know, I'm really scared you're going to die, or I'm really scared that I won't be able to handle this. Because you don't want to do that to somebody who's sick, because we want them to be strong, and we don't want to give them more than they're already handling. Okay, she's back. I'll be going back in.
Hi.
Hello, Valerie. How are you?
Yes, hi. Okay.
Hi.
Did you hear what I said about the medal?
I heard you say that you have it pinned on your purse, and there, and it's gold, and there's a woman on it, but you weren't sure who it was.
Yeah, and she's obviously praying, and she has a halo around her head. So somehow that I think that's more Catholic, but I don't know where
Maybe
this
it's
came
the Virgin
from.
Mary.
Well, I sort of think it was. Yes, yes, and I pinned it on my purse, and I've been carrying it on my purse for weeks now.
Wonderful, wonderful! I'm so happy she mentioned that medal then, because I could see the religious icon on it. I'm probably sure that it is the Virgin Mary, because as she was talking about
when you said that, I thought, yeah.
Because
I think I said, I said Jesus, but Virgin Mary, yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. It totally makes sense right now, because that you relying more on the spirituality is definitely something that's happening, but also it's that trusting in God, Spirit, Virgin Mary, Jesus, all of them, trusting
right.
that they're there with you to help you get through whatever is going on in your lives, no matter what it is, you know, with the health
right.
concern of the person around you or whatever else. And as she
right.
talks about this and she shows this, it is actually giving you strength. Do you feel that even just having found that, it gives you strength?
Well, I just didn't know. I don't know that. I mean, I haven't acknowledged that.
Okay.
It's just weird that I actually it was in my jewelry box, and thinking it belonged
yeah.
to, you know, someone else for years, to find out it doesn't. So I don't know where it came
yeah.
from.
Very interesting. And you know, we find
yeah.
things just when we're supposed to find them, apparently. And
right.
there is, you know, and I know some people say, well, we shouldn't have icons and all that. But, you know, for me, if I have an angel around, and I have a few behind me right now, if I have an angel around, it just reminds me of my connection,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Right on.
And that's important. And there is
yeah.
that acknowledgement for you here, too, with that. And I'm also feeling, I do want to mention this before I hang up for real, is there's that feeling of you you tend to be a bit of a planner.
Right, yes.
Trying to make sure things are laid out the way they should be, in quotes. And it's harder for you at this point to be able to handle something that's going on that you can't control, that you don't know the outcome of, how this is
we
all
don't.
Going to play out. And but with that, because you are strong, this is a very valuable time right now for you. This is very valuable for you to recognize your strength, your connection to the spiritual energy. And it's also important to you because you're going to actually look back on this time with gratitude. And you're going to see the blessings that were here in this time and the blessings that you were allowed to have this time to be there for this other person, and the growth that you will have within yourself and continue to have is going to be profound. There is a feeling, I want to just make sure that I say what she's given me the impression of, making sure you know how loved you are, not just from the other side, but from the people here in the physical as well. So those days, the times where you feel alone, and I do get there's some impressions of that she's showing me. And those,
mm-hmm.
so those times where you're feeling alone, like nobody understands, nobody knows, and even though logically you know people understand and you know people know and all and have gone through everything before too, still that doesn't stop us from feeling like we're alone sometimes, and
right.
how we're going to handle these things that happen. And she wants you, this grandmother on the other side, wants to let you know how loved you are, so that when you feel like that, just remember that it's there,
okay.
that you always have that feeling. And with that too comes the feeling of you expressing your love for this other person and
okay.
making sure they realize what it means that you love
mm-hmm.
them, that you're there for them,
oh.
that you're helping. You know, that's important, too, because that also will get you outside of yourself a little more of your own worries when you get to express that kind of thing. And
okay.
I do want to go back to the journaling for just a minute. So I don't know if you've done anything with that yet, but there is a feeling of wanting to write down your emotions.
Okay.
Just to get them out, because sometimes
yeah.
our brains go crazy in our heads.
Right on,
you know,
yeah.
We think
yeah.
We think of one thing and we go to something else, and before
yeah.
you know it,
yeah.
you know, we've moved into a whole new area that we just should not be in.
Yeah.
And it also comes back to staying in the present as well. So you've got the trusting
right.
and staying in the present.
Yeah.
Enjoy what you've got right now and notice the blessings that are there. That, those ideas that she's giving me seem to really feel right to me. I hope they feel right to you.
Yeah, no, feeling... very much so. Do you just get a feeling, I know you might be out of time, but do you get a feeling of, you know, there being a positive outcome to this? I mean, that's a loaded question.
It is a loaded question, yeah, and of course, I
do know that. I understand that.
Yeah, the impression she's giving me is she's not wanting to look ahead. I'm not feeling like I should be looking ahead. There's a feeling of things being sorted out. Okay, I feel things being sorted out, and I don't know what that means really. I just feel that there's, you know, you get more information here and more information here and more information here. And that's the thing. So I'm not able to pick up on that part, apparently. I'm not getting it from her, and I'm not psychically touching in with it myself or anything like that. It's definitely the focus on the here and the now seems to be the big, big thing right now.
Okay.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah. Right. So,
for some reassurance,
if you were,
the outcome, that's all.
Yeah, I know. And we always want to know that, you know, we do.
Well,
and I remember.
I mean, it doesn't have to.
Go ahead.
It's just the feeling, you know. It's just, like you said, I can't control it, and I know that. But it's just just trying to stay positive. It's kind of hard to keep reeling myself back in.
I went through something very similar, and I ended up just every time I felt like that, I just had to say to myself, everything's going to work the way it's supposed to, and I trust that it's going to be fine the way it's supposed to. And I just had to put it out there. It was like I had to surrender, you know. I just had to say, thank you, God, you're gonna have to take care of this because I can't do it. And that actually did help because I kept saying it out loud to help me.
Right.
Well, Valerie, it was so nice talking to you.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Good luck with everything. I'll put you on my list for prayers.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay.
You're very welcome.
God bless.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye. And that was Valerie, and as you were listening, you can tell she's got a serious situation going on in her life right now. And it's very hard when we have a serious situation like that because we don't know what to do. We want to know what's going to happen. We want to know the outcome, and really it's not ours to know. And I wasn't feeling anything, and her grandmother wasn't giving me anything. And it's just the way it is, you know. Sometimes we will hear those things, and sometimes we won't. Years ago, I had a friend of mine who was sick, and as I was driving one night, I heard a voice literally say to me in my car that he was going to die. And I thought, what? You know, and this was before I was involved in mediumship and all of that stuff. But I was always intuitive and psychically aware and those things. But I had that, you know, awareness that he was going to die, but I didn't know he was going to die, so it really didn't make a difference. It didn't make any difference in how I acted. It didn't make any difference in what I did in my life. I made a point, but I was anyway, of being there and talking and connecting and being an emotional support and all of that. So it's, you know, it's very important that we live our lives based on today, what's happening today, that we don't get too far down the line, that we don't get so far down the line we forget about today. And when we have a serious situation happening like Valerie does, we want to acknowledge what's going on and feel the emotions that go with it. We have to do that. But also to recognize that this time is an important time. This is a time where we're going to have our blessings. We're going to get things out of this, even though it's tough. We're going to experience things that are very important for our growth, for our development. And for those of us who believe that there is life on the other side, and that should be everybody who's listening and watching on Lilydale Assembly Radio here, you know, just knowing there is something on the other side does make a difference. You know, we all have people who have passed, and it's horrible. Some of these stories I hear sometimes, I can't believe it. But this is a fact of life. And so sometimes when things are happening, we've got to stay focused right here, right now, and stay here. Trust that God's spirit is going to be there for you. Don't worry about it. as much. I know it's hard. I know I can say it, right? It's easy to say, but I know it's hard to do. But I've gone through this myself, so I understand. Sometimes survival is the only thing we can do until we get through whatever's happening in our lives. We just have to survive it, take care of ourselves the best way we can, and then that's how we get through our lives. And then we can look back and know we did the best we could. We absolutely did. We were there. We loved our people. We were kind, caring people, as we all are. We're responsible. We do what's right and what's true and what's good. And it's beautiful. So we are wrapping up. This is Lily Dale Radio. I'm Colleen VanderZeiden. You can reach me at ColleenVanderZeiden.com. And this show was Embracing Your Essence. Thank you for watching. And I'm going to play our music, and then we will cut out of Facebook Live. Thank you so much.